Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, you, it is staycation setup time with your faves. It's the morning mess trying to catch up these cheaters. Listen, we got Kelsey on hold here. She thinks that her best friend's boyfriend, Ruben, is actually cheating. Kelsey, you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. So you saw another woman on his lap?
Oh.
Yeah, I did.
Where?
Uh-oh.
So, like, last Friday, I was out for a work happy hour, and I was all the way in downtown Gilbert. And, like, I saw Ruben at another table, and I was shocked because they're from the West Valley, so it was, like, really weird.
Right. That's,
yeah. That's far.
Yeah.
Depending on it. But, I mean, it's not, like, possible. But okay, so this woman that was on his lap, that's the big concern. Who the heck was that?
Honestly, I don't know, because it was not my best friend and she was not in downtown Gilbert.
Well, here's the thing, Kelsey. If I see my best friend's man with another woman on his lap, I'm confronting them. Did you?
So I was gonna say hi to him, and like I told my coworkers that I saw him. My coworkers were like, really? So, like, your friend is here, too? Because, like, he's been, you know, sitting with this girl this, like, entire time. I don't know. I didn't want to make a scene because, like, all my coworkers there were there. And, like, I know my best friend is, like, going to be busy this weekend babysitting her nephew. I don't know.
So you didn't confront him because you didn't want to get in trouble with your,
no,
probably your boss, coworkers.
I didn't want to get in trouble with anyone. I didn't want to make drama.
Did you hit up your best friend? Did you hit her up and, like, hey, this is what's going on?
No, I haven't yet because I want to, this is why I'm calling you. Because
okay.
I just want to see what happens.
So you want the proof before hitting up your best friend?
Yeah.
Right. Well, this is, that's a lot. You're putting a lot on the line here. So we're going to do the staycation setup. We're going to call up your best friend's boyfriend and offer him the free romantic weekend stay. Real quick, what's your best friend's name?
Heather.
Okay. So when Anish offers Ruben this romantic hotel stay, the only name he should be saying is your friend Heather. If not, then the show is yours at that point, okay?
Okay.
So I just need his number, and we're going to see and do this for your friend. So hold on right there, okay?
Okay.
All right, staycation setup is all up next. Morning mess. In the middle of a staycation setup, morning mess, we were catching up with Kelsey. She definitely thinks her best friend's boyfriend's cheating on her. Now, Kelsey, you were out in Gilbert downtown, a little work function, maybe a little happy hour, and you know for a fact you saw your best friend's boyfriend there as well with another woman on his lap.
I did.
Now, obviously, you're at a work function. You don't want to make a big deal out of it. And our question was, why did you tell your best friend? But you just want some proof of setting him up with the staycation set up right now.
Right.
And your best friend's name is?
Heather.
Heather. Okay, we're going to call Ruben up from the free romantic staycation. Hopefully, he takes your best friend, Heather, on the reservation. If not, we'll give you the show and you can bust him live, okay?
Okay.
Here we go, y'all.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Ruben?
Yes.
Well, hi, Ruben. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some fantastic news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm details, but I wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
Wow, I've never done a contest or anything like that before.
Oh, my apologies about that. So it's not like a contest. You've actually been selected because we partnered up with Google and Yelp. If you're able to give us a review, we can go ahead and offer you a top-of-the-line romantic weekend stay in exchange. There's no deposits, no fees, no taxes. You just have to come in if you have some availability for this weekend only.
Oh, this weekend? I don't think I can make this weekend.
Are you sure about that, Ruben? It looks like that's the only thing that we have in the near future.
All right, let me just... I might be able to move something. Yeah, I think I actually might be able to do that. What's the deal again? What do I do?
Sure. We'll go over that in just a moment. I want to actually make sure that we make your romantic weekend as best as possible. So let's start off by getting your personalized note addressed. This goes to your romantic guest of honor. It's a way they start off the weekend. So I want to see if you have a special message you'd like to leave to set the mood for your romantic weekend. Take all the time you need. I'll write it when you're ready.
You know, just say, I love you, baby.
I like that, and I have that down. My next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest of honor's full name for us to continue.
Okay, that's Heather.
Wait.
Who is that?
Well, Ruben, we got to let you know something. Actually, legally, you're live on the radio. We're called The Morning Mess, and your girlfriend's best friend, Kelsey's on the line. Kelsey, he did pick his own girl, your best friend, mm-hmm. to go to the hotel stay with.
What's happening, Kel?
Okay, I saw a woman sitting on your lap last weekend. I was at the bar, Ruben. I saw the whole thing. So you might have picked Heather for this romantic weekend, but your freaking ass is a cheater.
Yeah, I was at a bar. What is the problem?
Gilbert, be serious with me. You were trying to be all conspicuous and like, what's going on?
No, I wasn't. And that woman that was on my lap, I know what you're talking about. That was my niece, you weirdo.
No, it wasn't.
Hold on.
Let's look in the mirror real quick before we start throwing that out there. Why would your niece be on your lap at a bar?
It was her 21st birthday, and she wanted to celebrate with her family, God forbid, and she was feeling a little, so we were all, like, helping her balance. I know exactly what you're talking about. And Heather knows. Call up your best friend and ask her.
This just sounds fishy to me. I think you're lying.
Well, Kelsey, I mean, respectfully, if this is the truth and this is what he's saying you can call up Heather.
Yeah.
Should we call her and verify?
I think this whole thing's like really weird, and I'd rather all three of us talk about it. So I'm just going to let you go.
Hello?
He hung up. I will say he sounded, he right away said, well, call your girl Heather up. So
right.
It doesn't seem like he's lying. He's doubling down.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we should call her, but I don't know if I believe this. Like, that seems kind of far-fetched, to be honest to me.
You know, I appreciate you reaching out to us and having us help you out with the situation. But to be quite honest with you, I think maybe this is something you should have talked to Heather first about, because she probably could have told you that there was something going on there. But yeah, girl, maybe you need to talk to your girl privately.
Okay. Well, I'll go call her.
And it sounded like Ruben has proposed a threesome. He's like, when us three get together and talk about this, you know what I mean? Would you be opposed to that?
Yeah, I would be opposed to that.
Okay.
All right.
Thought you were a little jealous of someone else on his lap.
All right. Don't listen to Joey. Go call your friend. Call your friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.